Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. You know, myself and my guests, we are just chatting up a storm. We have got a show for you. And, you know, poor Benny, he's trying to tell us, you're coming live, you're coming live. And we're saying, we're so live, we just can't wait to get on the air. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Psychic Solutions with me, of course, and celebrity medium Sharon Pugh, the Southern Style medium. Now, I want to tell all of you up front, Sharon will be with us for 45 minutes of the hour. So if you would like to get a reading with her today, wherever you are, please start calling this number now so we can get you in. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Benny and Brian are in the helm, and they'll be monitoring the calls that are going to come in fast and furious, because this show is for you. Psychic Solutions, the show that we do every Tuesday at 10 o'clock, is where we bring some of the world's leading people that have been able to connect with spirit, the other side, angels, whatever that is, to the forefront so that all be part of the work that they're doing, and also be part of information that is available to you through them. Celebrity medium Sharon Pugh is ranked 8th most popular medium in the world. We'll hear a little bit about her TV show, how that's going, and what she's doing to be the best of the best out there. She's joining us here today so that we can bring this information to you and give you an opportunity to connect with her directly. I'm going to have her talk all about her upcoming show while we're taking your calls. But today's show is for you. Whether you want to have a conversation with your animal friends, she is an expert in haunting medium, love career psychic, psychic detective, animal communicator, and remote viewer for lost people, pets, and objects. She's been a guest on, many, many radio shows, and we're going to chat with her about what she's up to next. But in the meantime, I would encourage all of you out there to give us a call if you are ready to take on a reading with this very, very special person, Sharon Pugh. Our number is 1-800-930-2819. Sharon, welcome to the show. It's so good to have you back.
Hi, Dr. Pat. Thank you for having me again. I enjoyed so much doing your show or guesting on your show the first time. I was just thrilled and honored that you invited me back. So many wonderful callers and listeners, and I got so many well wishes and thanks after I did your show. So thank you so much for having me back.
Well, I'll tell you, the phones are ringing off the hook here, girl.
Yay! Well, that's what I want them to do. That's what I'm here for.
Let's take a minute and talk about the TV show, because once we get into these readings, I'm excited. I'm excited about what you're doing. Give us an update.
Okay, well, this is I'm known now as the Southern Style Medium. I live in Atlanta, Georgia. I was born and raised here. And I do everything Southern style anyway. I ride horses, I ride ATVs, I drive a Dodge Ram Hemi, and, you know, I love blue jeans and boots. I'm just Southern as Southern can get. And, you know, I said, you know what, I might as well just live and be the Southern Style Medium. And I was approached by Best TV Network, which is through World TV. It's the World TV has over 250,000 channels worldwide. Best TV Network is ranked number 4 out of those 250,000 channels. My show is called the Southern Style Medium, and I will be aired through World TV, Best TV Network, ghost town networks and para encounters networks. Millions of viewers, I was told, so no pressure there. But what the show is about, I know. I was okay. All right, I'm ready for this. But it's going to be a very kind of laid back show, but with a lot of different things. I had been mentoring this wonderful lady. Her name is Dara, and she's very much a medium. But I'm teaching her how to really kind of take it and run with it and not second guess. So a lot of the show, I'm going to be with her in different places. And then I have a wonderful Southern lady that is just, she's a Georgia peach, and she's one of my paranormal investigators. So I'm going to have two main characters that will be with me most of the shows. And we're going to be going to places this weekend. I actually have the producer from Best TV Network and a film person from the Bio Channel coming down to film us doing an investigation at Bullock Mansion, Bullock Hall. And it was a place where Teddy Roosevelt came a lot. It was one of his favorite places to come, and no one has ever been able to get in there and do an investigation. And there will be episodes also where I do live audience messages from Spirit. And the reason why I'm going to be filming these is when I do them, I become very animated because I actually will, you know, when I truly connect with Spirit from the other side, if they were a dancer, I will start dancing. I will start doing what it is that they do. And I did one this past Sunday. My goodness, it was just a couple days ago. And that was filmed, and that's going to be actually probably one or two episodes because it lasted 3 hours because the Spirit kept coming in. So we just kept filming. But I hope to make it to some amazing places in Savannah and South Carolina and North Carolina. So I'll be working with families that lost a loved one to maybe murder or suicide or someone that is missing. So it'll be a multitude of different things. And, you know, not only working with people, but working with animals and haunting. So I don't think there's anything else like it out there. So it's going to be truly unique and exciting. So I hope everybody will tune in. We're scheduled to air the very end of September. It might get moved to October. I hope not, but if you keep tabs on my Facebook page, and I will be creating a fan page for the show that people can follow as well.
All right. We're going to tell everybody more about this as we move forward. Sharon, we're ready to take our first caller. You want to go for it?
Absolutely. Let's go.
All right, Mr. Benny, it's up to you.
All right, let's start things off. We'll take Cindy calling in from Woodstock. Cindy, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, Cindy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, okay. Cindy. Are you calling from Woodstock, Georgia?
I am.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I'm a Southern girl, too.
Well, I'm sure in Woodstock we have lots of horse farms, and it's a beautiful, beautiful area. So did you by chance, were you able to make it to my event on Sunday?
Yes, I was there.
Oh, wonderful. And
yes.
You know, I was in the very beginning, Cindy, I don't know if you remember me kind of, and I wasn't joking, but I said, you know, if you tell me your name, I'm not going to remember it because I walk in two different realms. And so I don't, did I make a connection with you? Did I talk to you?
We did talk briefly. I did not tell you my name, and I didn't talk to you after the show, but we did talk briefly. And
okay.
I was hoping to be able to ask you about something completely different.
Absolutely.
Right.
Go ahead.
There was a boy in Woodstock in May by the name of Andrew Messina that was killed by a sniper. And I'm wondering if he is having trouble being able to rest and to let his parents know that he's around.
Okay, all right. I don't know anything about this, so give me his first name again.
His name is Andrew.
Okay. All right. What, you know, just what I see, correct me if I'm wrong, but I just want to make sure that I'm tuning into him and him only. I'm seeing behind a, it looks like a white door with some glass on it, and he's behind a door. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. There's a lot of, I feel some, you know, some mental issues going on, and he's out of control. He really doesn't know what he's doing, and he was threatening himself. He was threatening others. And the way that he's coming through to me is, imagine that you're looking at a film, but the film is jerking really fast. It's very staticky. And I'm feeling his emotions. I'm feeling his pain. And I do feel at this point, keep in mind that it's only been, how long ago did he pass?
Just 4 months ago.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's only what I call nanoseconds since he's passed. There is a lot of, I feel a confusion coming from him. He doesn't really understand that he's passed. He doesn't know really what happened, and he's talking to his family, and they're not listening to him. So he's kind of turning his back toward the light. You can do this from anywhere. You seem to have a genuine concern and care, you know, for this young man. And reach out to him. Let him know that you know that he's there. Ask him to go to the light, that everything's okay. His parents will be okay. Okay. You know, again, I don't know what happened, but what I'm being shown is that the police officers really had no choice in this incident. But is there some thought otherwise that he didn't have to die this way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
There's a lot of public who feels that some policy needs to be changed. And I don't really know how that's going as far as policy. I do wonder about Andrew and think of all the time.
Okay. I'm just seeing him make threats or threatening. They thought he had a weapon, but he didn't have a weapon. Okay.
He had a gun, but it wasn't loaded.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm seeing the gun, and I'm seeing him behind this door. What does it mean to you when I'm seeing him behind a door?
Andrew was shot through a glass door.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. He's screaming and yelling, and he's just out of his mind. He's making threats, and what I'm being told, not by him, but by spirit, is there really wasn't anything else the police could do. I know that it seems unfair, but please talk to him, and I will also, when I'm finished with the show, I will sit down, meditate, and make a connection with him, and I'll even ask him to come and talk to me, and I'll ask him to move on.
That would be wonderful.
Okay.
Wow, thank you. Thank you both. Wow, that was amazing. Hey, everyone. Sharon is joining us here today. Mr. Benny is got the phones going. If you want to connect with us, if you want to have a reading with Sharon today, she'll be with us till about 45 minutes after the hour. So please go ahead, 1-800-930-2819. Let's take a short break, Sharon. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Sharon is joining us here today. Oh my gosh, this is exciting. It's amazing. For more information about her, so you can kind of, you know, stay in tune with what she's doing and, you know, to sign up for a reading and connect with her directly, go to the website, southernstylemedium.com. That's southernstylemedium.com. Sharon, we've got folks waiting to chat with you. Are you ready?
I'm ready to go, yes.
All right, Mr. Benny, go for it.
Okay, Marie joining us from Spokane, Washington.
Hey, Marie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Pat, for all your wonderful work, and thank you, Sharon, for taking my call. So, Sharon, I am writing a book right now for Earth's Survival, a manual, and I connect, well, I work with Christ energy and Holy Spirit and the Masters and Guides, of Blessed Mother, and the Galactic Federation and Council. Anyway, I am constantly being given visions, and as we're ascending, I am aware, and that's why, Dr. Pat, by the way, I love your show, I am constantly aware of the power of our energy and thought. And so I do a lot of animal rights activism and environmentalism and whatnot. And I also do psychic readings, by the way. But anyway, what my point is, in writing this book, I want it to be something where when someone reads it, they're actually going to ascend. That's my intention. Mm-hmm. And then the other piece that is coming to me powerfully right now is, especially when I'm doing the activism and I'm just, you know, like the incident with the train and the dark being that put the dogs on the track and had the train run over him. When I see things like that, I realize that we can't allow our energy to go into that destructive negative energy, because then we become a part of it. So what has been coming to me is that, and I've done it for a long time, is to see that energy rather like a boomerang go back to the perpetrator, so it stops the perpetrator, like instant karma. Now, what my question to you is, and what I've been struggling with is, because it's kind of like a catch-22, because I know Sacred Mother Earth has to cleanse the planet right now because of all the destructive thinking that we as humans have done, and we're not ascended to aware that really we are DNA from Mother Stars, and we're here to love her and to be in love and light. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, is that a conflict of interest to then use the power of the mind, which I know we have that, you know, awareness, to instead kind of like seal destructive energy so it doesn't attack anymore?
Okay. All right. Goodness gracious, there's a lot of questions in that, but let me tell you what I'm getting. First of all, thought is energy. It's actually tangible energy, but we can't see it. It's how we communicate on the other side. It's how we communicate when we astral project out of our body. What we're going through right now is a tremendous shift of a higher awareness, and I call it right now we're kind of being numbed and put to sleep for these all these changes coming ahead. There is going to be more dark energies. There's going to be less, you know, light coming in and more dark. It's just the way that we're moving. And we are going to be, I never say we're tested, because our soul contract is, you know, is written in stone. We do have a what I call some free will. But what I think you're asking is if the thought process of trying to detour and deflect the negative is going to interfere with the cleansing of Mother Earth. Is that what you're asking?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly what I, yeah, that's my conflict that I've been kind of grappling with.
No.
And at the same time, I know that, you know, that person will continue to, and really it is a mind terror upon everyone that witnesses that. And my whole point is, don't get stuck there with what you just witnessed. Instead, you know, see it going where it needs to go, if you will, and see the animals free or the children or whatever, you know, is being raped and pillaged.
Okay, no, you are supposed, with this book, is to teach people how to use that thought to not only deflect, but to protect themselves. Because as we think, even when we're thinking about a loved one or we're thinking about positive energy, it actually manifests and happens. We just can't see it. And because
right.
That's such a powerful tool, as an author and writer of this book, it's your responsibility to include that in there and teach people how to do this. And it's not a conflict of interest, because Mother Earth is going to do what she needs to do. And what your job is to teach people how to, you know, process these thoughts and use it as not only is cleansing, deflecting, but also protection.
Yes. Amen. Exactly. And I have that. Yes, I have that. Absolutely.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I do that constantly. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
That helps.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're bringing it
to the forefront. Yeah. Wow. It's amazing, Sharon, you know, to be able to bring this to the forefront today, isn't it?
It is. And, it's an honor. And as a writer of this book, it's, you know, just want to let you know, it's going to be a really amazing book. I see a wealth of information.
Great.
So take your time with it, but it's going to be great. So include in every chapter this thought process that you were thinking might be a conflict, because it's quite the opposite.
All right. Well, let's go to the phones. I mean, that was amazing. And we've got three more callers that are holding on out there, because I'll tell you, we have got the best listeners on the planet. I will tell you this right now, Sharon.
Great.
They are amazing. Mr. Benny, where are we going next?
Yeah, let's take Kelly calling in from Wyoming.
Kelly, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. How are you guys?
Hi, Kelly.
Hello. My question's not quite as deep. It's more personal. I've been kind of looking for a home, and I have come across a couple, but I'm kind of thinking about putting an offer in one. And I'm just wondering if the timing is right, if it's the right home, or if I should maybe wait. I just want to make sure I'm doing the right thing.
Okay. All right, Kelly, I'm having a little trouble hearing you, but you were asking about there was a couple homes that you're looking at, and you wanted to know if it was the right time to put an offer?
Correct, yes.
Okay, I am seeing your home, sweetheart, and it is it's a smaller home. It's a little bit on the older side, but it's very charming, and I'm seeing some cement or concrete. I don't know if it's just like a cement kind of material. Have you seen this one yet?
The home itself is made out of like concrete, you're saying?
It looks to be like a hard concrete. It doesn't look to have any wood to it. It's smaller. It has hardwood floors. It's just a little bit, I would say maybe a 1960s, 1970s. It's just an older home, but it's small. It's charming. I'm seeing it as it's very light in color. I can only see light and dark tones. So have you seen this house yet?
No, I don't believe so, because the one I'm looking at, I would definitely like to put some hardwood in it. It is small. I'm not sure the texture of the building, of itself. And I think it's only 5 years old, and it's kind of a blue-green color.
Okay. This. Let me describe the street that I'm seeing. It's very well built up. There's homes on both sides. There's a row of hedges, I feel, on the right-hand, or excuse me, the left-hand side of the home. And there's a 6 and a 5 in the address. So I'm seeing this very, very clear. So you will put in an offer. Take a little bit more time and be sure that this is the one that you want to, you know, that you want to make a commitment, because I see you being in there for a very long time. But the way that it's coming, I'm seeing the home. And not to say that the home that you've picked out is the wrong one. I'm seeing another one. And this is where free will comes in. You can kind of maybe hold out and take a look at some more houses and maybe see if this one pops up. Or you can go ahead and choose to take this one. There's no wrong or right answer, because I do see you making an offer and getting into a home. Your guides are saying it's way overdue. You should have been in a home 2 years ago.
Yes, and I'm divorcing, and yes, it probably should have been over 2 years ago.
And God, hurry up there, girl.
Well, it doesn't sound like this is the right home, and I'm so ready to move on. I know what they're saying, but I think I will keep looking.
Okay, well, if you just keep an open mind, because I'm seeing this, you know, I'm not God, I'm just the messenger, but they're showing me a particular house. And if you want to take a couple more weeks, or you have a couple more weeks, look at some other homes, but follow your heart as well. You know, I say home is where the heart is.
Okay, awesome. I will. And you think this is an older home, you said?
It looks to be an older home from the 1960s or 70s, and it's been remodeled on the inside. It has all glass front door that squeaks, and then you have got the wood door over on the top of that. And there's an elderly, very elderly lady that lives next door, and she's almost like a grandma figure.
Aww.
So pay attention
okay, now
to some
I'm getting
of the
chills. Okay, perfect. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you. Oh, wow. Sharon Pugh joining us here today. Hey, for those of you out there who want to find out more about her, go to southernstylemedium.com. We're actually going to skip the break at the half because we've got some folks waiting, Sharon. Mr. Benny, who do you have next?
Nancy from Seattle would like to join us.
All right, cool. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Nancy.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm hoping you can help me. I'm stuck. I find myself just automatically just saying no to things.
5 years ago, six people passed, three of whom were very close to me. And it's just, you know, I ground, I meditate, I feel like I'm engaged in life, but I know that deep inside me, I am still kind of not truly engaged. I can wake up at night with my hand straight out in front of me saying, stop.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I would like to move on.
All right. There is a female, I feel a female that has passed on that's biologically related to you, and she just said peanut butter and jelly.
Okay. I'm allergic to peanut butter.
Okay. Do you have you ever had a reaction? Have you somehow accidentally ate some peanuts or peanut butter and had a reaction?
I have, yeah.
Okay. I think what that is because if she just would have said maybe peanut butter, I wouldn't have understood what she was saying. That's her way of saying, be careful that maybe she knows something that we don't know. Maybe you'll be somewhere and accidentally come across some, you know, some peanuts. So she's just wanting you to be a little bit more careful about that.
Okay.
Okay. All right. On to, and I'm just going to ask her to stay with us and help guide you where you need to be.
Anything else?
You definitely are stuck. Where you're at physically is almost what I call a, when I say a vortex.
Did I lose
where
you? Are you there?
Hello?
Oh, can you hear us okay? Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? Hey, Benny, I think she's...
Yeah, let's just go and do this. Nancy, I'm going to put you back on hold. And Sharon, if you want to go ahead and just continue on, hopefully she can hear off air, okay?
Okay.
Okay, great.
All right. Yeah. You know, as I was saying, where you're at physically, where you're living, almost seems to be like a holding pattern for you. And I'm seeing that you spend a lot of time inside. You need to get out, start moving. And I'm not seeing anything keep you stuck. I feel like you're keeping yourself stuck. And this female spirit says that you'll understand what that means. Now, I would like to know which direction that she has interest in going, whether it's love or career or getting from one point, kind of which area, and then I can focus in on that a little bit better.
Okay. Can we bring her back on for a second, Benny?
I think she unfortunately was having cell phone issues. We've dropped her. So, about that, ladies.
Okay. That's all right. So that would be in some information you need. If she calls back in, we'll bring her back up. But let's go to the next caller, Mr. Benny.
Okay, let's do that. Let's take Brandy calling in from Astoria, Oregon. Brandy, welcome to the show.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, Brandy. Are you there?
Oh, hi. Yeah, there was static before I got on, so I didn't hear my name.
Okay, cool.
That happens a lot. When phones drop or static, it tends to happen when I get on the phone or in automobiles.
I know. So, yeah.
Okay, well, Brandy, what's your question?
All right. So I've been working on the sideline project for, I don't know, probably 2.5 years. And I'm at the point now where I feel like I wish and I would love for it to progress into something more, but I'm not sure if I need to let it go. And so I've already kind of, I don't know, I'm just at that crossroads because, as you know, when you're pursuing something, it takes, you know, a lot of mental energy and everything else to keep it going. And there's been a little bit of progress here and there, and I was hoping that it was going to be turned into a career that was on point with purpose. And I'm just, I don't know, I just don't, I'm not sure if it's run its course or if I need to keep pushing.
All right.
Okay, all right. You were fading in and out a little bit, but you said something about you're working a sideline, something on...
Yeah, I just have this little project that I've been working on.
Okay.
Hoping that it would develop some more.
All right. It's not going to go anywhere now, hun. It's going to be February of 2013 before anything gets going with this.
Mm. Okay.
So don't, you know, don't try and rush it. Don't push it. Try not to get frustrated with it. I do see it coming through, and I see the month of February in 2013. So please don't give up on it.
Okay. Okay. So I guess that's what I need to do, just kind of relax. And just,
yeah. Time
arises.
Some things you can't change the time frame of, and mm-hmm. as we go through the month of September and October, November, December, January, I'm seeing it just kind of stay the same, and then February, boom, it's going to, you know, you're going to go, oh, wow, you know, everything that I've done has led me to this point, but, you know, not this doesn't mean to stop working on it, it just means that it's not meant to go anywhere at the moment. If I would have saw it another way, because I'm going to tell it like it is, I would have said drop it and go on to something else, but that's not what I see.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel good because I feel like I've done all that I can do, and I just, you know, whatever's going to happen is going to occur, and I just act when I feel inspired to do something more, I will do it. But at this point, I just kind of feel that's why I said I'm not sure if I should let it go or keep it going, and so anyway, I feel like I've done what I can do, and that I'll thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, you're basically waiting for time to catch up. It's not the project itself. It's you finished it and created it before it was supposed to happen. So you're a little ahead of your soul contract and life chart. So you're just waiting for it to catch up.
Awesome. Okay, well, you've given me a lot of confirmation. Thank you.
You're
welcome. Without me even asking you, I was hoping you would give me a timeline, and you did.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in. Hey, Sharon, guess what? Nancy's back.
Hey, okay, great.
She's there, ladies. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. Hey, Nancy, you're back.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm back. This happens with electronics all the time.
And that is those are signs from your guides, your spirit guides, your loved ones that you do need to get unstuck. I see you are very stuck, but not just in one area, many, many, many different areas. If you had to pick one, which one would you choose?
My psychic abilities. Everything is on pause. Not everything. I have my intuition, but I feel like everything about me is basically on pause right now.
Okay. What I see happening around your psychic abilities is your vibration is not where it needs to be. And what I think you need to do is practice more raising your vibration. And you can do this in a multitude of different ways. You can listen to bells or chimes. You can sit, meditate. Visualization is great. Imagining, sit wherever you're comfortable. I don't care if you sit up or you lay down. Imagine a swirl just starting very, very slowly around your body and gets faster and faster and faster till you can't see it. The other side, the vibration on the vibrational speed on the other side is so incredibly high, we can't see, touch, hear, smell the other side. Because ours is lower, it's easier for spirits to see and communicate with us. So it's very important if you want to do psychic and metaphysical work, you know, be a light worker, you have to keep your vibration up all the time. And I think that's what's going on with you. And once you accomplish that, then everything else will fall into place. Where you live, and I'm not saying I don't want you to rush out and move, pack your boxes and move, but where you physically live is slowing your vibration down. And it might be just the geological place that you're on, or you were on a very historical land site where there may have been battle, or it could be 1,000 different things. But you also want to speed up the vibration level of where you live. You want to cleanse, you want to raise the vibration, and it's almost like keeping your house organized, but you're doing it on a spiritual level.
Okay.
Well, Nancy. I wonder if my husband died there, I wonder if that's part of it.
Absolutely. And when I say this, it's just because of the work that I do. When we moved into this house, I made double, triple sure that no one died in the house, that there wasn't the land that it was on was, was calm land, because I have spirits in my home all the time. So I had to set a foundation. So when there is a passing of someone in the home, it changes everything. It changes the dynamics of not only the home, but your energy, the energy of the house. So you need to kind of reorganize that, cleanse it, clear it, bless it. Your husband's on the other side. He is not earthbound in your home whatsoever. But okay. I think that this passing may have thrown you off a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I do believe this is core. And I feel that way about the house and as well. All right.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Nancy. Sharon, thank you so much for joining us here today. I know you've got a runoff, and many blessings to you and your family. And thank you so much for another great show.
Oh, I love your show, Dr. Pat, and I would be honored to, come on again if you will have me.
I would, anytime, you bet. And please keep us informed about the TV show. I cannot wait for that.
Thank you.
All right, have some peach cobbler for me, will you?
Will. Tell your relatives to send me some. I'll give you my address.
All right, there you
go. All right, thank
you, Dr.
Pat. All right,
everybody, you bet. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back, and I'm going to pull the prosperity card for you and give away a deck of cards.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
And they hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5444. 5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. It's really very cool to be connecting with all of you and Sharon as well. Benny, good job. You were like jumping through hoops right there.
That wasn't me. I give mostly kudos to Brian.
Yeah, and you guys are going to be joining me on air on Thursday, so that's going to be fun, too. Thanks, Brian.
Yeah,
good job.
He looked at me funny when I said almost, and it's because I give him 90% of it. I handled at least one call, so that's why he. I had to take care of it for him.
Yeah, this is the team. That's what it is. Well, let's pull a prosperity card, and I would love to give a deck of these cards away to the first caller that can call in and have Brian get your name and information. So let's do our prosperity card for the day, and if you want to call in and get that deck of cards, 1-800-930-2819.
Now, here's Dr. Pat's prosperity message of the day.
Woohoo! Yeah, baby!
All right, everyone, here it is. Prosperity law number 46. My life has purpose and meaning. My life has purpose and meaning. Everything in this incredible universe is perfectly orchestrated and finely tuned. We are all individual parts of a whole, and as such, we are one. There is a master plan. There are no accidents. There is meaning and harmony in everything that happens. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm getting a dose of this one, Benny. I don't know about you.
A little bit there, yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying, exactly. I don't know. Have you ever been at a place where you felt your life didn't have purpose or meaning? I've been there. I'm not there now.
You're not there now. That's good.
Not there now. But I'm a little older than you, so I've had more time to chalk up those experiences. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to agree and or deny.
Well, I'll tell you what this card has meant to me, and Benny's been part of this as well. Benny, Chris, Brian, both Brians, Lauren, whoever is out there, you guys know your name for producing the Dr. Pat Show on Transformation Talk Radio. You know, a large part of my life has really been, if I even could mention it, the long and winding road sometimes. And I would have never, ever, ever imagined myself doing what I'm doing, connecting with all of you, and being inspired by all of the listeners that tune into the show, that send us emails, that tell us what you like and what you don't like. And, boy, we try to take care of most of that. And today, I truly believe that having this kind of purpose and meaning is a gift. I don't know that I ever thought in my life, Benny, that I would be able to understand what the significance of having purpose is. But what I've come to know along the years is it doesn't matter what you do, it doesn't matter where you are, you get to have purpose and meaning in everything you do. And I was talking to my sister, and my sister Joyce passed away last week. And I was speaking with one of the most incredible, happiest, joyful, most full of gratitude people on the planet. You know, my sister grew up in the South, as I told Sharon, and you know, part of her journey has been one of struggle, one of hope, and one of gratitude. And when I spoke with her a week ago before she passed, I was able to have a conversation with her where I simply listened. And what she had to say for a woman that was dying of a brain tumor and half of her body was paralyzed, you know, what I was listening to was the essence of gratitude, what it really means. She was grateful for her life. She was grateful for her daughter-in-law that was there with her. She was grateful for the trailer that she lived in, her Social Security check. She was grateful for the moments that she had in life with all of us, the family members, who we are. And she just talked about how happy she was. You know, she talked about the beauty of life. And, you know, she's really become a role model for me. You know, as I look at my life and I look at what we're doing here, and that's why you hear us saying on the show, we have a lot more planned for you. And it's because in having known someone like my sister, like Tanya, my friend Tanya that passed, like Linda's mom, and what these people really stood for is really the essence of thriving. And so you're going to hear a lot from us about some changes we're making, some things we're bringing to the show. You know, the team got together about, I think, 4 months ago and talked about a listener appreciation day in studio and out of the studio, having an event every quarter, every 6 months, where we invite the listener and some of our local, amazing local people coming to a live event here. And so we're thrilled to just keep paying things forward. And one of the things that I got really clear, and I have to tell you, God is really smart, God or higher power, whatever you may believe in, and really smart to be able to send me and others on my team messages that have to do with us not giving up, to keep doing what we're doing, to bring the show to more people across the globe, and to do that in deep gratitude for Benny, for Brian, for John Schwartz, who I never talk about, but, you know, I've got to mention him because he's my account rep, for Chris, the station owner of WBLQ, for Brian, for Lauren, for all the people that show up on all the studios, our CBS affiliates, our CRN affiliates, our Empower Radio affiliates, you know, Sean in Australia, all of the folks, the many connections that we have that have made this possible for all of you. So stay tuned. We're going to have a lot more to talk about on Thursday. You're not going to want to miss this show. Mr. Benny, Brian, Chris, Lauren, folks are going to be coming in, and they're going to be talking about, what's it like to produce this little show here? What's it like to produce Transformation Talk Radio? So we're going to get to talk about some really fun times that we've had and how we've turned some really, let's call them challenging times, into fun times. Yeah, what do you do when you're in the middle of a show and the fire alarm goes off and Benny is in charge of getting you out of that studio? What do you tell your guest? What do you tell your sponsor? I want to give a shout-out for all of our sponsors because without them, we would not be here. The Dr. Pat Show would not be able to broadcast to you. So please support our sponsors. They are amazing, and we love them. And what they've been able to do to help and support all of you is transformative. It's with deep gratitude and appreciation and folks like Sharon and many others that you're going to see in the future that we are so amazed about. And think about it. You know, John Holland and Doreen Virtue are coming to Seattle. They have picked Seattle as the city that they are going to do this one-day workshop in, and it's not going to be done anywhere else in the States this year. So don't forget, September 22nd, John Holland, Doreen Virtue, go to our website, thedrpatshow.com, and click on their picture, and please, if you haven't registered for this transformative day, go ahead and register. Thank you, Mr. Benny, for a fabulous job, as usual.
Thank you very much, Pat. You are quite welcome.
All right. And, you know, stay tuned for another one of our fabulous folks, Adil Ansavitri. Thank you, Benny. Thanks to all of you out there. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And you know what? If you have anything you want to say to us at all, send us an email at info@TheDrPatShow.com. We respond to every single email we get. Thank you guys so much. Have yourselves a great day, and we'll see you next time on The Dr. Pat Show.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect. Make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.